The Visiting Teacher, Seeking the Best Gifts, by the Relief Society General Presidency. During 1997, the theme of our visiting teaching messages is Seek Ye Earnestly the Best Gifts, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 8. As a general presidency, we encourage you to study Section 46 of the Doctrine and Covenants and claim its wonderful promises for yourself and those whom you love and serve. Helpful insights can also be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 31, Moroni chapter 10, verses 8 through 26, and the 7th Article of Faith. What are spiritual gifts? Our Father in heaven offers us access to a special group of blessings, often called spiritual gifts. These particular gifts differ from the many other blessings we may enjoy, such as talents, family associations, or perhaps specialized learning. So important are these spiritual gifts that the Savior urges us to seek them earnestly. Among them are the gifts of testimony, wisdom, knowledge, faith to be healed, and discernment. Our Heavenly Father blesses us with these gifts as we live His commandments and keep our covenants. They are given to help us lead enriched spiritual lives and to serve others, that all may be profited thereby. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 12. Few people have all these spiritual gifts. On the other hand, there is no member of the church who does not have at least one gift. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 11. How do we seek and receive spiritual gifts? Many of us already have spiritual gifts, but we sometimes fail to recognize them. We may think they are reserved for people with special needs or callings. For the same reason, we may neglect to earnestly seek spiritual gifts, even though they have been promised to us. The Savior tells us, "Ye are commanded in all things to ask of God, who giveth liberally, that all may be benefited that seek or that ask of me." Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 7 and 9. In Section 46, the Lord lists six qualifications to receive spiritual gifts. 1. They are not to be sought as signs. Refer to verse 9. 2. They are to be used in the service of others. Verses 12 and 26. 3. We should ask in the Spirit. Verse 30. 4. They are to be used in the name of Christ. Verse 31. 5. We must thank God for whatsoever blessing we are blessed with. Verse 32. And 6. We must practice virtue and holiness before the Lord continually. Verse 33. The third qualification, to ask in the Spirit, is especially important. President Brigham Young once received a message from the prophet Joseph Smith after the prophet's martyrdom that illustrates the importance of having the Holy Ghost with us. Tell the brethren to be humble and faithful, and be sure to keep the Spirit of the Lord, and it will lead them aright. Be careful and not turn away the small, still voice. It will teach them what to do and where to go. It will yield the fruits of the kingdom. Tell the brethren to keep their heart open to conviction, so that when the Holy Ghost comes to them, their hearts will be ready to receive it. They can tell the Spirit of the Lord from all other spirits. It will whisper peace and joy to their souls. It will take malice, hatred, strife, and all evil from their hearts, and their whole desire will be to do good. Quoted in Juvenile Instructor, 19 July, 1873, page 114. The gifts of the Spirit will come by the Holy Ghost. May the sisters of the Church open their hearts to these gifts, seek them earnestly, live worthily to receive them, and use them for the benefit of all. Why are spiritual gifts so important? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verses 7 through 9. How have spiritual gifts blessed your life and the lives of others? End of the Visiting Teacher, Seeking the Best Gifts, by the Relief Society General Presidency.